Yeah, thank you, Daryl. Hi, everyone. I'm Yuqin Zhao, the Protocol Test Suite developer. My session will introduce our Kerberos Test Suite and focus on how we will test these scenarios and how to use it. Here is today's agenda. Firstly, I will quickly go through the Kerberos protocol to show what we want to cover in our test suite, and then I will introduce the test suite design. Okay, thank you. For the protocols, we have covered these documents, including those Kerberos industry standards. These standards protocols have provided a lot of basic test scenarios for our Kerberos testing, and also we have many Microsoft extension protocols like MSCAL and MSPAC introduce how we will transport the user's group membership with the data structure from MSPAC to the application server. And we also have MSKKDCP, which is the protocol document for the Kerberos proxy to help the client machine to retrieve the Kerberos ticket via HTTP transport. We also have MSFU, which is the protocol to help the application service to get the user claim and the device claim from the KDC. That is part of the CBX scenario. And we have MSAZOD, which is overview document for the authorization scenarios. These are our documents. And for the detailed scenario we will cover is in this list. We have covered the basic scenarios for the Kerberos industry standards, include the interactive logon scenarios and the network logon scenarios. We also support the cross-realm testing, and we have also added a lot of test scenarios for the faster testing, which is used to armor your user session service ticket granting, and we also have testing the CBX scenarios. These are all the list. I will spend some time to show the interactive logon, network logon, and the CBX scenarios. Here is the scenario. This is how a client machine uses logon to the application service. Firstly, it will contact the application authentication service of the KDC to authenticate itself, and then it will contact the ticket granting service to get a service ticket. After it gets the service ticket, it can access the clicking service by presenting the service ticket. And if it's allowed, and the clicking service will return a successful response. This is a logon scenario. And if we apply the CBX into this scenario, it will be a little different. For example, in the TGS step, the KDC will include the user claim and the device claim into that. Normally, if you don't use FAST, the KDC will only include the user claim. If you have used FAST, the KDC will also include the device claim, which is also called compound identity. And after this claim go to the application service will also use its central access policy to determine whether user has access rights. This is major for the client role with Windows functionality after Windows 8, and for older Windows client like that, there will be a CBX downgrade scenario. In this scenario, the KDC will not include the claim in the TGS step. But the application service like SMB2 server, it will use MSFU protocol to get the user claim and the device claim on user claim on behavior of the client. Here is how we design a test suite. Actually, we have multiple test suites because, as you see, we have a lot of scenarios. Firstly, we have a Kerberos server-side test suite. This test suite major testing the server role of KDC and application service. It has included the major scenario like logon and those CBAC, FAST, and others. Also include the Kerberos proxy. And we have MSFU test suite. This is major to test the MSSFU server-side role in the CBAC downgrade scenario. We also have AZOD test suite. This test suite will test when you're in a CBAC downgrade scenario, we will test that your application service have sent the SFU request message correctly. This is all our test suites for the security area. And this is our test approach. For the server-side testing, we all use synthetic client. Here is how it works. Firstly, our test suite will allow to configure all kinds of password. For example, you can input a user password and your computer object password to test the device claim. And also, you can provide the realm trust password so that our test suite can decrypt your referral ticket. And after the test suite has loaded all these password configuration, it will perform the Kerberos steps like a real Kerberos client role. For example, it will send the AS request and then decrypt the TGT for validation, and also it will send the TGS request and to get the service ticket, and also decrypt the service ticket for the validation purpose. And also finally, it will authenticate with application service. For example, for this part, we have support multiple several kinds of application service like SMB2 service, SMB2 LDAP and HTTP. And in this step, we will also implement their protocols. For example, we will use SMB session negotiate and session setup to complete this authentication step. This is for the server-side role testing. And when we test the client role like the CBAC downgrade scenario, we will use the man in the middle scenario. For example, we will attach our test driver running into the network, and the test suite will run a message analyzer to capture the traffic, and verify the messages from the client side. This is how we test the client role of the protocol. And here is our full test environment. This is a full environment because we would like to test all Kerberos features, including the cross realm. So we have two realms in this test environment, and the two realms has a bidirection trust relationship, and each realm has a plugin service. So we can test the Kerberos, the KDC can send a TGT. And allow the user to access the application service in local realm or another realm. And for your partner implementation, here is three roles you can replace. For example, if you have implemented the KDC, you can replace the KDC in the local realm. And if you implement like SMB2 server, you can replace the application service in the local realm, as well as the Kerberos proxy. And also, our test environment is very flexible. For example, if you don't want to test the cross-realm access, you don't need to deploy the KDC and the picking service in another realm. And also, if you don't want to test the Kerberos proxy, you don't need to include it also too. So our test environment is very flexible, and you just need to do some configuration change in our test suite. As you can see that because our test suite is not only focused on KDC testing, so for the application service implement, we have integrated our test case into other test suite, like a file sharing test suite has already contained the network logon and the CBAC scenarios. And we also have AD family test suite to contain CBAC scenario to verify the claim object in the AD can be correctly transformed to on-wire data, and also the claim transformation between two domains can work well. Next, I will demo to you how to use our test suite. Our test suite has also used the protocol test manager for the execution. For example, it just needs to start a protocol test manager, and we have improved the deployment guide and show you the environment and how to deploy this environment. Then you can run auto detection to make sure to automatically configure your test suite. Here we provide some flexibility, like if you don't want to include the Kerberos proxy, you just set this here to false. And also we have some, if you want to know more detail about how to reduce the environment for other roles, you can read our user guide. And wait some time. It will do some verification. For example, because I have chosen to, I have supported Kerberos proxy in this environment, so it will send a real message to contact this role to make sure it's really working. And it will contact each of like the other machines like KDC and the cross realm application service. So it takes longer time as expected. Yeah, it will pass now. And we can check all the information it has get. And the next page, we can select the test cases based on our test environment capability. For example, because I have used the full environment, so all the test cases can be used for testing. And then we go to next. Here is our test suite configuration. Actually, we have many items here, but our Protocol Test Manager auto detection function has already updated the configuration for us, for most of them. You just need to double check if any configuration is wrong. Now we can select some test case for the execution. For example, I just only select one for demo purpose. Finished, and we can see the log in this window, and it will tell you each step what the test suite does in each step, and what's the verification result. So this is my demo. Any question? Okay. Thank you.